This is Alive with Joseph.
In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated quickly. Go with me to the book of Genesis. Joshua. Let's do Joshua. Let's do Joshua. Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5 from verse 11 to 12. We're still going to pray some more. But let me say this quickly. We're going to look at breaking negative family patterns. Joshua chapter 5 verse 11 to 12. Quickly. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, on living bread and roasted grain. The manna stopped the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites. But that year, they ate the produce of Canaan. Now, what is manna? The Bible said the manna stopped that day after they ate this food from the land. Now, what is manna? Manna is a regular pattern of living. Manna is a regular pattern of living. Manna is a consistent, continuous style of existence. That is, there are families whose life is just one pattern. There are families whose life is just the same experience year in, year out. Nothing changes year in, year out. The family is living in a state and existence of manna, whereby it is regular pattern of living. Nothing changes year in, year out. Year in, year out, the same story. 2020, the same story. 2023, the same story. 2025, the same story. 2026 has already started, is already looking like the same story again. Why? Because manna is a regular pattern of living. It is a regular pattern of living, a constant repetition of a negative or a particular negative lifestyle, a constant repetition of negative pattern of living. There are families where it has been the same thing every year. Everyone is going through the same thing. In my masquerade itself with a different name, but the same issue. It appears with a different label, but the same issue. Daughters are going through what their mothers went through. Sons are going through what their fathers went through. Brothers are going through what their sisters are going through. The same pattern every year, year in, year out. But I stand here to declare, such pattern is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. I say it is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. And that's why we have gathered here tonight, to contend and cry to the God of heaven and say, Lord, there must be a change in my family. There must be something new, something different that must happen to my family. That, are you understanding me tonight? Something different has to happen. This year has to be exempted from all the negative patterns. And I declare, every negative pattern that have already begun to manifest, I command it to cease in the name of Jesus. I command it to stop in the name of Jesus. I command it to stop in the name of Jesus. Do you know, friends, your heavenly Father said in the book of 1 Samuel, that should be 1 or 2 Samuel, chapter 3, verse 11. It says, then the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. Both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. Something different is going to happen for your family in the name of Jesus. I said something new will happen in the name of Jesus. Something uncommon will happen for your family in the name of Jesus. Something that has never happened before. I announce today, I stand here as a sent one of God. It will happen for your family in the name of Jesus. Your family enters a season where God is about to do something new that every ear that hears it will tingle in the name of Jesus. Your family enters a season whereby what has happened, it will shock everyone in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8 to 9, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eyes had not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Something miraculous, something powerful, something amazing will happen in your family this year in the name of Jesus. That family has never known any good news, but I stand here today, this year it shall be good news in the name of Jesus. Good news after another in the name of Jesus. From one good news after another in the name of Jesus. Your family enters a season where things are going to happen so fast your head will swim in the name of Jesus. A season of favor in the name of Jesus. A season of blessing without measure in the name of Jesus. A season of grace after grace in the name of Jesus. I declare your family enters a season of victory after victory in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like a believer. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I say, give God your praise tonight. God wants your family to come into a season of victory after victory. There are families who don't know anything called celebration. They don't know anything called celebration. The only time they buy anything that looks like celebration is when there is a funeral. After tears. That is all the celebration the family knows. But I declare today, in the name of our Lord Jesus, in your family, it shall be housewarming in the name of Jesus. It shall be card dedication in the name of Jesus. It shall be wedding after wedding in the name of Jesus. It shall be child dedications in the name of Jesus. It shall be celebration of job breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Celebration of business breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Your family will just gather together to celebrate testimony in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I say, give Jesus your praise. Let me show you something quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 13. It says, if I shut up heaven, let there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people. This shows us the traits of a closed heaven. What are the traits of a closed heaven? It tells us here, if I shut up the heaven, then this is what will happen. There will be no rain. Locusts will devour. Pestilence will come among the people. When the heaven is closed, rain is absent. There are many families, heavens are closed. No rain. No rain of victory. No rain of anything. No rain. The only rain raining is rain of calamity. No rain of favor. Nobody. No rain of anything. No rain of any good thing. But today, he changes for your household in the name of Jesus. This shows us the traits of closed heavens. When the heaven is closed, rain is absent. When the heaven is closed, there will be locusts. When the heaven is closed, there will be pestilence. The locust there is a metaphor for devourer. The pestilence there is a metaphor for affliction. So the traits of a closed heaven is no rain, devourer, affliction. No rain, devourer, affliction. Then in verse 14, I was so excited when, you know, our dear sister Amu was leading prayers in this. In verse 14, he now said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. I declare your family will be healed today in the name of Jesus. He said, I will forgive their sins. And you and I know that Christ Jesus, over 2,000 years ago, has forgiven our sins. He took it all at the cross. He met the demands of justice, satisfied the wrath and the anger of God for you and I. He now said, now the proof that the heaven is closed is that the proof that the heaven is open is that there is going to be forgiveness of sins. Listen, child of God, in redemption, you came into an open heavens. In redemption, you came into an open heavens. And I declare the open heavens you have come into by Christ, I declare it to manifest in the name of Jesus. He said, when you want to know the traits that the heavens are open, he said, there'll be forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins. And over 2,000 years ago, Jesus forgave us our sins. The blood is constantly speaking. That is why every morning, receive the better speakings of the blood. Child of God, receive it. Receive the mercy of God. Because those two are weapons of our warfare. Hallelujah. Then he went further to say, when the heaven is open, healing will happen in the land. Health in the family. I declare, your family is healed in the name of Jesus. Many families are satisfied with a repeated pattern of life. Many are satisfied trying to survive, trying to meet up, trying to make ends meet, trying to just patch it up here and there. But I believe there is something more available for your family. There is something more than the level your family is right now. There is something more than the level called manna. Hear me, something unusual ought to happen for your family. Why? The blood of Jesus has paid the price. And I declare, let your family receive new corn in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, and the man has stopped, and they ate new corn. I declare, let your family receive new corn in the name of Jesus. It is time that you and I put pressure on the word of God that God has given to us. Listen, friends, God is God. Whether the devil likes it or not, he remains sovereign King of Kings. He is our Father. He is our Father. Above being God, he is your Father. And no father wants to see their children suffer. Give the Lord your praise tonight. above being God, no father wants to see their children suffer. He is God, and I pray for you. He is your father, and I declare his evidence will show in your life in the name of Jesus. I say his evidence will show in your life in the name of Jesus. The Bible said to us, and the manna ceased. The manna ceased. The life of manna is a life of consistent pattern of living. Manna was given to them in the wilderness. Continuously living a manna life makes you a wilderness material. Manna was given to them in the wilderness. Manna was given to them in the wilderness. So when you're consistently, continuously living a manna life, that means you are a wilderness material. Manna life continuously in family proves that that family is a wilderness material. Hear me, friends. We've been called out of darkness. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of manna life. He called you out of manna life. And I declare tonight, may you show your new call in the name of Jesus. He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let light shine in your household in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes your family not to rise, I command it be buried on this ground in the name of Jesus. I said your family is released to shine in the name of Jesus. He called you into light, and that's why I led you on to pray, commanding family, your family members to arise and shine, because he has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Child of God, you've been called into marvelous light, and this marvelous light should produce marvelous life. Marvelous light should produce marvelous life. When marvelous light is not producing marvelous life, something is wrong. It's either the light is corrupted, or the one carrying the light doesn't know what they are carrying. And you and I know that the light of God can never be corrupted. So it simply means you carrying the light is not manifesting the light you carry. And after tonight, that light will shine in the name of Jesus. I say it will shine in the name of Jesus. Hear me, friends. If it is not marvelous, it is not God. If it is not marvelous, God didn't do it. If it is not marvelous, God didn't do it. If it is not good, it is not God. If it is not marvelous, it is not God. Sickness is not good. Therefore, it is not God. What do you do? Reject it. Poverty is not good. Poverty is not marvelous. And that means it is not God. What do you do? Contend in your family. No poverty is allowed here. He can go next door. He can go next door. You know, in this family, we just like to manage. You know, we just manage our life. When everybody gather in the family, when there's family meeting, there's only one car, Uno. Uno. A whole your family. Only Uno. That is parked by under the tree. Everybody arrive with food wagon. The family gathering. And everybody's happy. When it's time to contribute 10,000 rands, we have to intercede for family members to at least contribute to 200 every month for the next 10 months to be able to gather 10,000 rands. What kind of a family is that? Something has to change. And I declare, you are that change in the name of Jesus. I say, you are that change in the name of Jesus. You are that change in the name of Jesus. I said to myself, well, my family is too poor. I cannot continue like this. Where everybody is so broke. My dad was the chairman of being broke. You cannot understand. In the assassination of broke people, my father was the chairman. I said, what kind of stupid life is this? I said, Jesus, no. It can't be like this. What kind of stupid life is this? Where when family members gather, you shake everybody, 1,000 will not drop. You shake everybody, able-bodied men, shake them. What is dropping is 5 rand. So what kind of stupid life is this? I said, Jesus, it can't be. And I rose in anger. I said, I don't know about anybody else in the family, but for me and my children, no. My children will not know poverty. And I contended. Listen, my friend, if you don't contend, the enemy loves status quo. The enemy loves, listen, friends, what Jesus has done for us is permanent. He has called us out of darkness
into his marvelous light so that we can have marvelous life. Give Jesus praise tonight. And I declare, whatever plague your family has carried, whatever label your family has carried, in the name of Jesus, I command it be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. I say be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. My father never owned a bicycle. But I owned a car. My first car was when I was a young pastor. After preaching for in a place, and it looked like they didn't bless me. I was going every day, every weekend, to train their prayer team. I finished. They just said thank you. For over a month, I said, God, this can't be normal. Something is not right here. I wanted to be angry. Yes, because I labored. For every weekend, I will move on Friday morning because I need to train them. When I train them all through all-night prayers. I will train them, then take them through all-night prayers. Saturday, we return back. Then Sunday, I have to go. While I was still thinking, my God, what is this? I said, well, my joy is that I've poured into them. As I was arriving in the city I was living then, a family I knew, they called me. Say, Pastor Joseph, where are you? Please, can you come to our house? In my heart, I was so angry. Come to your house to do what? Like, leave me alone. Like, leave me alone. Like, come to your house, leave me alone. I said, okay, I will come. I'm just coming in from Abuja. The church then was in Abuja. I said, I'm just coming in from Abuja, but it's fine, I'll come. You know, I entered Okada. You know, that bike. I went straight. I entered. They were busy. You know, the wife was busy. The husband, he tell me, Pastor, oh, welcome. My wife will see you very soon. I'm going out. I sat there, waited. Like, did you bring me here for me to wait? Yeah. While I was still waiting, they came. Finally, Pastor Joseph, you know, sorry for, I was waiting for them to bring the car. He took me outside. He said, do you like it? I smiled. Why wouldn't I like it? I got my first car when I didn't know how to drive. Their driver had to drive the car with me to go. And ever since, I've been receiving cars as a gift. Listen, the boundary line, in the name of Jesus, demonic boundary line, drawn for your family, I command it be terminated by fire in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, if you don't rise, the enemy will continue to rubbish the family. Then God promised us that he wants to increase us. The Bible tells us that God will increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. Psalm 71 verse 21. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I didn't know that while I was crying over Honoradium, God was preparing a car for me. To say, my son, you have labored in the kingdom. There's no amount of money they would have given me that would have been able to buy that car. And in the book of Psalms, it continues, Psalm 105 verse 24. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. I declare your family will be stronger than her enemies in the name of Jesus. I say your family will be stronger than her enemies in the name of Jesus. I say you and your household will be stronger than all your enemies put together in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Then he went further in the book of Psalms again. Psalm 115 verse 14. He said, the Lord shall increase you more and more. And he said, this time around, I'm not stopping at you. You and your children. He will not just increase you more and more. He will also increase you and your children. I declare, this year and beyond, your children will increase in the name of Jesus. They will increase in wisdom in the name of Jesus. They will increase in understanding in the name of Jesus. They will increase more and more in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. God will increase you more and more, you and your children. And I declare more and more will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. More and more will be your family's testimony in the name of Jesus. What was the kind of life they were living that made God so annoyed that he had to stop that manna? Manna no longer was a meal. It became a mentality for them. Manna moved from being a meal. It now became a mentality. God had to stop it. There are families that are in bondage because of a mindset. There are families that are in bondage because of a mentality that have been passed on from one generation to another. So they are seeing manna as a means of survival. There are families that they are in bondage. The only thing they understand is, you know, they tell them the only way you can be better is everybody must be married to a man. Such a mindset. So girls in the family are not doing anything meaningful to better their lives. They're waiting for one man to come and whisk them away. Listen, hear me well. If you're a woman in this place, hear me and hear me well. You better be busy doing something. Stop depending on a man. Stop putting a burden on a man. This mindset of a man must take care of me. What kind of life is that? A man must say, okay, if the man is not there, will you not take care of yourself? You want to kill another person's son. He must buy for you what your father didn't buy for you. What kind of wickedness is that? Brothers, don't come under pressure. Are you hearing me now? Don't come under pressure. He tells you, take me to Dubai. You don't have money for Dubai. Tell him, did your father take you to Dubai? He says, no. He said, leave me alone. Brothers, hear me online in the building. Don't come under pressure from any woman's hands. You come and give me a list. You didn't give your father the list. It's me you're giving the list. What kind of thing is that? Waiting for one man. Waiting for one man to come and marry you. School, you will not go. Do business, you will not do. Sell something, you will not sell. You're not waiting for one man. You carry all your family load and put on the man. Abba, you too. Fear God, though. Fear God. Fear Jesus. Abba. Fear Jesus. Put load on the man. The man is dying on the weight of you and your family's load. He can't even breathe. You're telling me you're not man enough. You, okay, you become man and do the rest. And the sister say, amen. I know you all didn't see that coming. Because we can't break family patterns if we do not raise women who become something, who stand and say, no, I'm going to better my life. I'm not waiting for one man to marry me. So there are families like that whose mentality is every lady in the family is waiting for one man to marry them. Every lady in the family. The Bible says in the book of Exodus 16:16, and I close there, we pray some more. This is the thing which the Lord have commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent. One of the traits of the spirit of manna is exactness. No extra. That's what you see here. One of the traits of the spirit of manna is exactness. You're not permitted to have extra. How do you know that a family, how do you know a family that is living on a life of manna or a manna life? One of the ways you know is they only just have enough. That's the spirit of manna. It's just enough. Exactness. This is the thing which the Lord commanded. They were gathering the manna. Gather of it every man according to his eating. An omer for every man. According to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent. Just take exactly what is enough. Don't exceed. And if you notice, if you study further, you'll discover that anytime they took more, it spoiled. So the spirit of manna is the spirit of exactness. You're not permitted to have extra. So you see, a family is just living just enough. Just enough. Just enough. Just enough. If there is emergency in such family, they can't survive. If husband loses his job, everything is gone. Wife loses her job, everything is gone. The spirit of manna. Families that all they just have is just enough. Child of God, your heavenly father wants you to have more than enough. He wants you to have more than enough. And I bring your family out of just enough in the name of Jesus. I usher you into more than enough in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. I close with that. It says, yes, God is more than ready. Actually, let's read it as we stand. Everybody, if you don't mind, let's stand. Let's stand as we read. Let's stand. Ah. The spirit of manna is the spirit of exactness. Family is just having enough. So by the time the salary is arriving, it's just enough. 5 years, just enough. 10 years, just enough. If there happens to be any mishap, the family is in danger. And God is saying, my plan for you is more than enough. Let's read, everybody. 1, 2, 3, go. Every form of grace. You will have more than enough of everything. Every moment and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. Give the Lord your praise. And this is where your family enters into. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your family. Your family enters into more than enough. In the name of Jesus. Your family enters into overflow with abundance. In the name of Jesus. Your family enters into overflow with abundance. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth under. I prophesy. Overflow with abundance over my family. In the name of Jesus. Turn it to power, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.